Om Shanti. 28th August 2019, Wednesday. Essence, sweet children, this Brahma is the court of the Sadguru. This Brahma is the court of the Sadguru. The Sadguru is present in the center of this forehead. He is the one who grants you salvation, Sadgati. So the essence of today's Murli, this Brahma is the court of the Sadguru. It's a very high title. The Sadguru is present in the center of the forehead. He is the one who grants you salvation. If you analyze all the Avyakta Murlis and the Sakar Murlis, you will find that Brahma Baba has been given different names by God. When Shiva Baba comes, he gives different names to Brahma. And in today's Murli, Baba is saying he is the court. Also in today's Murli, Baba said he is the chariot of Sadguru. So today's, he is the court of the Supreme Sadguru. He is the chariot of the Supreme Sadguru. He is the temple of Shiva. He is the is the cow. He is the boot, long boot. He is the long boot. He is the things. He is the wife. He is also the companion. He is the
Dada.
He is the, what else? He is the landlord. I have taken the room on rent. His body on rent. So I have taken this body on rent. What else? He is the Bhagirath. He is the, what else?
Dalal.
He is the broker. He is the broker. So if you see, different names would come. And in today's Murli especially, Baba said, God is Sadguru. And this Brahma's forehead is the, this Brahma is the court of the Sadguru. The Sadguru is present in the center of the forehead. He is the one who grants you salvation. So this Brahma and Sadguru enter into this Brahma. So this Brahma's forehead becomes the court of the Supreme Sadguru or the Supreme Preceptor. So Baba is saying he comes as a Sadguru. So the point of churning here is, if God is Sadguru, what I have to do? He is my Sadguru. And what a Sadguru does is, he shows you the path. Which path? The spiritual path, not the worldly path. The comparison of teacher and Sadguru is, teacher gives you education, he gives you knowledge of the world. But Sadguru doesn't give you knowledge of the world. He removes the darkness. The word Guru itself means the one who removes the darkness. In India, they talk of different types of teachers. One is the Arihant. That's the highest type of the teacher. The second is Acharya. He is like Guru. Arihant is something who is Mukta, who is liberated soul. Acharya is at a very higher platform still. Then there is Upadhyaya. They have understood theoretically, but not realized. Acharya is somebody who has realized. Arihant is the very embodiment of his teaching. And the fourth is Shikshak, those who are teachers in the world. And one more, they call him Sadhu. Sadhu is the lowest, they say, who has just understood things when he started teaching. Teacher is somebody who is teaching. Shikshak, those Adoits also is a Shikshak. All of them are near about same. But Upadhyaya is little higher than Shikshak, and Acharya is even higher. Arihant is the topmost. They discuss or describe in mostly in Jain philosophy. Five types of teacher. So when God comes, Baba says, I am your Sadguru. So Sadguru is someone who dispels the darkness. Agnyananda Timirandasya. He removes the Timir, the darkness. And when Sadguru comes, he is somebody who enlightens you, who gives you blessings. With his power of blessing, he can change. With his touch, he can change. They describe, he gives diksha, initiation. Giving diksha is not the task of a teacher. The worldly teacher cannot do that. Only a guru or a sadguru can give diksha or initiation. And they describe three types of diksha. One is nayan diksha. The guru sits and just with his eyes, he enlightens the disciple. He sits, he has not even touched him. Just with the power of his drishti, he is filling the other person with power. And that process they describe as Shaktipat. It's known as Shaktipat. The second is, one is Nayan Diksha, another is Parsha Diksha. The guru sits and he puts his hand on the head, or he touches the disciple, his hands. And the moment it touches, the disciple is enlightened without his own efforts or purushartha, just by the touch. And third is mantra. The guru gives some mantra, he says some mantra into the ears of the disciple, and the disciple is enlightened after practicing that mantra for a very long time. Or even at that moment also it can happen. So Sadguru is somebody who blesses. Sadguru is somebody who initiates. In Christianity, this is known as baptism. Just before the coming of Jesus Christ, there is another person, John the Baptist. People would go to him and he would take them to that pond. He would dip their head into that pond and would come bring them out, and he would give them new name, baptism. So people came to him and asked, are you the one who is described in the scriptures as the Messiah? He says, no, I am not that Messiah. When the Messiah would come, I would decrease and he will increase. When the Messiah would come, I am not even worthy of tying the lace of his shoes. And at that moment it is shown that Jesus Christ is entering. That is the first entry or advent of Jesus Christ. And he meets John. And John says, now I hand over everything to you. Now my work is done. And then John is caught and taken away into the prison. So, Guru is little extraordinary. And today's Murali Baba described, in the world there are only Gurus, there is no Sadguru. A religious founder is just Guru, he cannot be Sadguru. They can perform miracles, but they cannot grant salvation. So Sadguru is somebody who blesses you and who initiates you just with his drishti, just with his touch or with some mantra. When Baba comes, he does all three things. He gives you drishti, and with that power, thousands and millions have changed just with that drishti. When Baba comes, his touch is so powerful that just by his touch, things change. And that touch may not be all the time physical. Sometimes invisible touch is enough. And mantra. He has given so many mantras. The mantras given by Sadguru are enough to liberate the soul, to free the soul. And he doesn't free you from the cycle of life and birth, rather he frees you from that maya. He frees you from your cycle of sorrow, suffering, misery, helplessness. So Sadguru is somebody who blesses you and he grants you salvation. So salvation doesn't mean, as I said, to attain moksha. The eternal liberation is never possible. He liberates you from sorrow and suffering and misery and from maya. As in today's Murali Baba said, you had become slave, gulam, to maya and prakriti. And Baba makes you the master of maya and the master of prakriti. You conquer all the vices and you become the master of prakriti in golden age, where prakriti will follow you. Adab. Prakriti will follow you. No famine, nothing would be there. So, when God comes as Sadguru, he grants us salvation. What else Sadguru does? He shows you, as I said, right path. In today's Murali Baba said, judge yourself. What I am saying is right or wrong. If I am right, then follow me and give up everything that is unrighteous. If you think that I am right, I am not forcing you, but if you think that I am right, judge yourself that whatever I am telling is right or wrong. Baba, this is not the knowledge of superstition, that whatever Baba says, follow it hands down. Nothing like that. You judge with your own intellect. Use your intellect, use your vivek, use your wisdom to analyze this knowledge, that this is what Baba says. So should I follow it or not? Okay, there is one Abhyakta Murali where Baba said, if you feel you are sorrowful, just analyze your own sorrow. Why this sorrow has come to me? Somebody is in Gyan for a very long time, 20 years, and suddenly has become sorrowful. Why this sorrow has come? From where this sorrow has come? And Baba said, there is a good template also on that. I don't remember the Murali, but in that Murali Baba said very categorically, yeah, this is it. This is 9th January 1996, where Baba said, probably you got trapped inside sins. Your rope, your string has got loose, and that's why the mind has become extrovert. Probably you have broken Srimad somewhere. That's why sorrow has come. So analyze yourself. If by breaking Srimad the result is sorrow, let me try another experiment. Let me follow Srimad and see the result. Because when I was in Srimad, there was an eternal happiness. And now, I have gone away from Srimad and there is a sorrow. So, the calculation, the spiritual mathematics says, Definitely, the sorrow has come because of walking, moving out of, away from Srimat. So that's as simple as that. So that's why Baba said, analyze yourself, judge yourself. What I am telling is right, or what the worldly people are saying is right. If I am right, follow it. If I am right, give up everything that is unrighteous. So says Sadguru is somebody who shows us the right path. The right path. He shows us the spiritual path. What else Sadguru does? Sadguru, what he does? He knows your weaknesses and he gives you solution for the problems. He gives you solution for all the problems. If you go with your solution to any human being, and whatever that person tells you, that may not suit you. Because that person, first of all, if A go towards B, and B gives some solution, first of all, B doesn't know A. And no human being can know another human being fully. No matter who that person is. Husband and wife stay with each other together for 30 years. But no husband or no wife can say that I have known my husband or my wife. Because every human being, what he is carrying in the subconscious, nobody knows. In relation between two persons, there are two persons, A and B, there are at least 100 layers. There is a love, there is a hatred, there is affection, there is a jealousy, there is pride, there is hatred, there is dislike, so many things. There are fights, there are conflicts. Revenge, everything is there. There was one study on husbands. And it is found that every husband in his lifetime has thought at least 4 times to kill his wife. Throughout the life. Just thought. He did not do it. Just thought. When she irritated him so much, that thought came. Never it got materialized, but that thought definitely came. So there are 100 layers, and sometimes, and these layers keep on emerging on the top. Sometimes the hatred goes down and husband is full of love for the wife. He wants to do everything for her, and then suddenly another layer of hatred comes. He ignores her. Then another layer of hatred comes. He starts getting attached or possessive of her. So there are 100 layers, and now you expect this person, when he goes to that person, he will give you some solution. It depends on which layer is at the top at that time. Sometimes he is merciful. Sometimes he pities her. Oh, she is so poor, works so hard, whole night, whole day. And I don't care for her, I don't give her anything. Yeah, she is my guru, I learn so much from her. And then at some other point, he feels she is worst. At least she should go away. Forever. Never to come back. And when she goes away, he starts missing. And he starts calling her again and again. And when she comes, the fight starts. So love and hate relationship. Two things. They love each other and they hate each other the most. They will move the hand, caress, love. At the same time, they will scratch. So both things. So you cannot expect the nearest and the dearest also to show you the path. The one who should show you the path, one who would give you the solution, should be detached from your problems, first of all. He should be non-judgmental. Why do people go to psychologists? Because of this reason. If a child in the family is mentally sick, parents cannot guide him because they are already judgmental. They might say, you are doing, this is your show off, this is your habit, you always do like that. That's why a third person is needed, psychologist, because he is non-judgmental and he takes fees for his non-judgmental attitude. He doesn't judge anybody. He just listens, tries to understand. So God is non-judgmental. Sadguru is non-judgmental. Sadguru tells the path, the solution. He has solution for everything. So Sadguru is somebody who gives you the ultimate solution, the final solution for any problem of this world. Because as I said, he is absolutely detached. If this is the world drama, he doesn't come into the cycle of the world drama at all. He stays away from this cycle. Even when he comes, he is detached. He comes and he goes, he comes and he goes. He doesn't involve himself anywhere. He is not involved in the karma philosophy. He doesn't interfere into karma philosophy. And that's why, whatever he will tell, that would be the final. The only thing is that we keep on talking with him, but most of the time it's unilateral conversation. Just we are talking and we feel he is not answering. Because we talk with very selfish means, end. It's only at the time of trouble or problem that we talk with him intimately. Otherwise, we have very less time to talk with him. One is to do yoga. Another is meditation. Another is remembrance. Apart from all this, there is one more thing. That is just conversation. Heart to heart talk. You're not doing any yoga. You're not trying to... The only goal of life is not to burn the vikarmas. That is one of the things. That's okay. You're not meditating to achieve some peace of mind or nothing. You're not doing any remembrance even. But the only task, the only thing is talking. Heart to heart, talk. Increase the timing of talking with Baba. Increase the timing of talking. What talk? Anything. Could be anything or nonsensical. But talk. Spend at least how many hours? 1 hour. Just talking. Providing him some information about yourself. Giving some news. News of the subconscious mind. News of the happenings. Anything it could be. For example, it's shown during the time when Moses existed. Moses is the founder of the Jewish religion. So he was a leader, religious leader. And once he was walking, he found one man was sitting and he's talking with God. So that man was illiterate person, unlettered, and he was talking with God. Oh God, your body must have become dirty. Did you take bath? Your hair look very, very disheveled, very dirty. Have you taken bath? Should I give you bath? So he was talking, have you changed your clothes? So Moses was going, he is the religious founder who had the vision of God behind the bushes. He says, you fool, what are you doing? This is blasphemy. You are defaming the Father. You are defaming God. This is not the way to talk with God. You think that God is a person like you, that whose body would get dirty and who needs bath and whose hair are not good? That is not at all the well. And he teaches him the scriptural way of praying. That this is how you have to talk with God. And the person finds it so difficult to learn because it's illiterate. But still somehow he manages. But at night, God comes in the dream of Moses and tells him, what you have done. He was my devotee. He was so loving to me. Every day I used to listen to his good conversation. Now I have to listen to the same written prayers, which he will keep on repeating endlessly. for a long time. I am not interested in such prayers. I am interested in something that comes from the heart. I am interested in something that emerges, emanates from the very bottom of the soul, from the heart of hearts. So Sadhguru is somebody with whom you can sit and talk and spend your, increase your timing of talking with Baba. You are not trying to do any yoga. You are not trying to feel that I am soul and he is also soul. Nothing like that. That is also important, but there should be some time in our hectic schedule where we just sit and talk with God and describe him what things are happening. So Sadhguru has all these things. Sadhguru is somebody who shows you the path. Sadhguru is somebody who removes the darkness. Sadhguru is somebody who blesses you, who initiates you. Sadhguru is somebody who solves your problem. Sadhguru is somebody with whom you can spend time talking. And you are free with him. Sadhguru is somebody who lightens you. Sadhguru is somebody who takes away the burden. Sadhguru is somebody with whom you can share. If you share with somebody in the world, there is always a fear. Fear of? Call in English, spilling the beans. He might leak it out. There is no guarantee. If I tell somebody and tell him, please don't tell this to anybody, he makes it a point that it goes, the news spreads. So the news makes the round. The rumors, that's why they are known as grapevine. You know, rumors are known as grapevine. Why? You know those grapes, trees, there. It spreads everywhere. That's why rumors are known as grapevine. So that spreads. So you can, there is no guarantee that if I tell something to somebody, he will keep that thing in his heart. But if you share some secret, confide in him some secret, he will, it will stay. That's a guarantee. So today's essence, sweet children, this Brahma is the court of the Sadguru. The Sadguru is present in the center of the forehead. He is the one who grants you salvation. Om Shanti.